So verse chapter 5, Mishnah 8. Hamashre es ishta al yaday shlish. If a man provides for his wife through a third party, meaning that he doesn't eat with her, but he gives her maintenance and her clothing, etc., through another person. And also brings up here the Meiri that she has to agree to this kind of setup. It's not that he can just decide to do this, but if she does agree, then this Mishnah is going to list the minimum kind of things that he has to give her. Bel yifchus la mishnei kav ben chitin, he may not give her less than 2 calves of wheat, or ma'abra kav ben so'arim, or 4 calves of barley per week. That would be the minimum on that side. Amar Rabbi Yosi lo pasak la so'arim el Rabbi Shmuel. The double, the twice the amount of barley was only for Rabbi Shmuel who lived. He lived close to Edom, and the barley there was of inferior quality, so you had to give more. But in other places where the barley was as good quality, so then he wouldn't have to give a double, a different amount. The noisen lachetzi kav kitnis, he would also give her half a kav of kitnis of pulse. And the chetzi log shemen, half a log of oil, the kav groigros, and a kav of dried figs, or mana devela, or a mana of pressed figs. The im ein loy, poisek lu masan paris mimakam acher. And if he can't get any of these products, he's got to replace it with another type of fruit from another place. The notion in Lamita also has to give her a bed, mapats, and he also has to give her a mattress, machatzelis, and also a reed mat. The notion in Lakpat Larosha, he's got to give her a covering for her head, the chagol masneha, and he's also got to give her some kind of clothing to girdle her loins, it says there, for working, to some sort of clothing that they wore while they were working. He also has to give her shoes from festival to festival, so for each of the 3 festivals, new pair of shoes. The kalim shel chamishim zuz mishan l'shan, and then also usual clothing, 50 zuz from year to year. And then he says, "V'ain noisnim aloch hadashim b'mos hachama v'loch shachakim b'mos hagashamim." Don't give her new clothes in the summer, because they'll be too hot. And also in the winter, don't give her worn-out clothes because she'll be too cold. What you should do is elin noisnim lakalim shel chamishim zuz b'mos hagashamim. Rather, give her new clothes in winter, and she'll be warm in winter. Then v'hi miskasa mivlasayim b'mos hachamim. When summer comes, the clothes will be like a bit more worn out, and then won't be too hot in the clothes in summer. V'hashchakim shela, and then the worn out clothes always go to her. He doesn't keep the clothes, she gets to keep the clothes.